During the presidential campaign, both Republican nominee Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton talk a lot about creating jobs and bringing jobs back to the United States. In speeches delivered at campaign stops in Pennsylvania and elsewhere, Donald Trump has called the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, the worst trade deal in history of the country, claiming it sent jobs to Mexico. But is that really true? Mauro Gillen is professor of international management at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, and he's examined the impact of NAFTA on U.S. jobs. Professor Gillen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First, remind us, what exactly is NAFTA?
Well, NAFTA is a trade agreement among Canada, Mexico, and the United States that came into effect in 1993, and it essentially involves free trade in goods and free movement of capital, but of course no free movement of labor. That is to say, Canadians or Mexicans cannot, in principle, come to the United States and work, or Americans cannot go to Mexico or Canada without getting a permit to work either.
And so it was signed more than 20 years ago. Can we say at this point what the impact has been on the U.S. economy?
Well, the impact on the U.S. economy has been enormous, but it really depends on what part of the U.S. economy we're talking about. In terms of consumption, it's very clear that prices for most consumer goods purchased by Americans have been coming down as a result of NAFTA, as a result of free trade in general. So overall, the benefits to the American consumer has been great, and of course, we're all consumers. Now, when it comes to labor, of course, some industries and some workers in the United States have benefited from NAFTA because their skills are aligned with, the economy, the digital economy, and with all of the high-growth industries. But other workers, unfortunately, in some other industries, of course, have suffered. So the effects in terms of employment are a little bit more mixed.
And so I think the implication that Trump and some others have made is that it's driving jobs down to Mexico, jobs that would otherwise be American jobs. Is there evidence that that has happened?
Well, not really, because obviously the jobs, certain kinds of jobs, right, in certain industries like metals, steel, auto parts, and so on and so forth, would have gone somewhere else in the world if it weren't Mexico. Let's also keep in mind that there's been a lot of jobs created in the United States as a result of NAFTA. Because, for instance, Japanese and European companies, after NAFTA came into effect back in 1993, felt compelled to establish factories, not just in Mexico, but also here in the United States, to produce things and sell them in this market under free trade conditions. This is not to say, again, that some people have not lost as a result. But overall, the economy, I think, even from the employment point of view, has tended to benefit from the trade deal.
And in a state like Pennsylvania, where, say, the steel industry was very strong up until the point where it wasn't, what can you say about sort of manufacturing jobs in Pennsylvania or other types of jobs in Pennsylvania? Have they gone to other countries?
Well, absolutely, in certain industries, of course. So Pennsylvania, over the last 30 or 40 years, has lost well over a million manufacturing jobs. But at the same time, the state has gained, has created many jobs in other industries, such as healthcare or education, financial services, and so on and so forth. At the present time, we have about 6 million people working in Pennsylvania, and only about 500,000, only 500,000 are working in manufacturing. And that's really the norm for an economy such as the United States. That is to say, as manufacturing has become more productive and some of it has shifted abroad, then we have fewer people employed there. So again, I mean, the issue here is some workers have lost, some workers have won. The key is, can we give workers the skills and the education and the training that they need to succeed in this economy? Because I don't think protectionism is really what's going to fix it.
As I mentioned, Donald Trump has a tendency to say that NAFTA was the worst trade deal ever. Can we say if that's true or not?
Well, I don't agree with that. Let me explain why and link the issue to another topic that he brings up frequently in his rallies, which is immigration. Most of the immigration that comes from Mexico is essentially people who are in Mexico, but they originate from Central America or South America. I think NAFTA has been in the national interest of the United States because it has helped Mexico develop a more dynamic economy, and that's good for the U.S. So I think the benefits of NAFTA have been clear for the United States. It is true, as I've been mentioning, that some people have lost their jobs. But once again, the fix to that, the solution to that, is not protectionism. It should be spending on education and retraining and helping those workers find other opportunities.
Professor Mauro Gillen is a management professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me.